Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on January 12th regarding Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, Soto, S-O-T-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Soto as described in our report of .921.20, that pertained to injuries sustained at work on 12/10/17 involving his lower back. But at that time, he did reveal a history of injuring his right knee at work on 5/12/20 and was wearing a knee brace at that time. In the paragraph, Mr. Soto is now a 42-year-old male who reports he injured his right knee at work. Appeared he twisted it while carrying a ladder on his shoulder. Appeared the ladder weighed about 80 pounds. Appeared he underwent evaluation and was diagnosed with a torn meniscus repaired surgically. Appeared he states he was out of work for about 6 months. Upon returning to work, he squatted and re-injured the knee, leading to a second surgery. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, he alleges to have twisted his knee and injuring it on 5/12/20. Period. On 5/13/20, he was seen by Dr. Ash, A-S-H, period. He diagnosed internal derangement of the right knee, for which he placed the petitioner in a knee immobilizer and on crutches, as well as an ACE wrap. Period. He immediately referred him for an MRI of the knee. Period. He returned on 5/20/20 and did not comment on the results of this study or if it was done. Period. New paragraph. On 5/26/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Hurstel, H-U-S-S-E-R-L. Period. He related carrying a long ladder when the wind was blowing. Period. He was adjusting it on his shoulder. And when the wind gust, due to the wind gust and his body position, he rotated with his feet planted and his left knee with a loud pop. Period. He stated, it began to swell rapidly. Period. Denied previous injuries to the knees. Period. He was utilizing a knee immobilizer and a crutch upon presentation. Period. He admitted to a motor vehicle accident in 2007 with no knee injuries. Period. X-rays of the right knee were done and demonstrated no specific bony lesions. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Hurstel diagnosed right knee occupational sprain, comma, rule out medial meniscal tear. Period. He related the right knee condition directly to the mechanism of injury on 5/12/20. Period. He prognosticated surgical intervention was more than probable based on his preliminary clinical presentation. Period. In paragraph, MRI of the right knee was done on 6/1/20 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Hurstel on 6/9/20 to review these results. Period. At that juncture, he diagnosed prepatellar traumatic bursitis and a medial meniscal tear. Appeared there was osteochondral pathology present by direct review in the posterior medial femoral condylar site. Appeared a corticosteroid injection was administered to the knee period on 6/30/20. Dr. Herschel wrote this was his first postoperative visit after right knee arthroscopy. Period. We are not in receipt of the actual operative report. Period. To refer the petitioner for physical therapy. Period. Therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. Dr. Herschel monitored his progress over the ensuing months. Period. New paragraph. A repeat MRI of the knee was done on 12/10/20 to be inserted here. Period. Scratch that. Yeah, I can leave that in. But this will go before it. On 6/18/20, Dr. Herschel performs surgery to be inserted here. Period. That was his second surgical procedure. Period. He continued to see Dr. Herschel running through 6/8/21. Period. At that juncture, he released the petitioner to full duty based upon a functional capacity evaluation. Period. This was notwithstanding the results of his functional capacity evaluation. Period. New paragraph. A another surgery was done on the knee on 2/4/21, which was the second surgery. Period. He did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 10/29/20. Period. He did perform it with maximum effort. Pretty demonstrated the ability to work in the heavy physical demand category. Period. New paragraph on 11/25/20. He was seen at Meridian Occupational Health, complaining of pain in the right knee. Period. He had a history of right meniscal surgery. Period. He stated he was connecting cable wire with his knees bent when all of a sudden he felt a stabbing and crunching pain in the same location as his damaged meniscus. Period. He could not move the knee. Period. The pain took 2 days to subside. Period. He was diagnosed by Dr. Charlot, C-H-A-R-L-O-T, with a sprain of the right knee, for which physical therapy and restricted duty were ordered. Period. He followed up with Dr. Charlot through 12/1/20. Period. The same recommendations were made. Period. New paragraph. At Dr. Herschel's final office visit, the knee had no swelling, ecchymosis, or deformity. Pretty had full range of motion with 5/5 strength. Pretty provocative maneuvers were all negative. Pretty there was no evidence of crepitus or effusion, although there was mild suprapatellar tenderness. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee. Period. There was swelling about the left knee in the prepatellar area and had a prominent tibial tubercle. Period. Motion of the left knee was full with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee was full without crepitus, although the endpoint of flexion elicited tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He had mild right knee tenderness at the inferior aspect of the patella, but there was none on the left. Period. Knee maneuver is normal. thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. He complains of numbness in the left lateral thigh, period. This is in a typical distribution for neuralgia paresthetica, period. Impressions on 5/12/20, Manuel Soto had his right knee twisted when the wind blew. At the same time, he was carrying an 80-pound ladder on his shoulder. Appeared to be seen at Dr. Ash the next day and initiated on conservative care. Appeared orthopedic consultation was performed by Dr. Herschel on 5/26/20. Appeared a right knee MRI was done on 6/1/20 to be inserted here. Period. He submitted to surgery on 6/18/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he participated in physical therapy postoperatively. Period. He had another MRI on 12/10/20 to be inserted here. Period. This was followed by a second surgery on 2/4/21 to be inserted here. Period. Additional physical therapy was rendered. Period. A functional capacity evaluation was completed. Period. It deemed he was capable of working in the heavy physical demand category. Period. Coming paragraph, we have to differentiate whether he had a second functional capacity evaluation or not. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found he ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not require a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. There was full range of motion of the right knee, although tenderness at the endpoint of flexion. Period. Motion of the left knee elicited crepitus. Period. There was also tenderness of palpation about the left knee, but there was none on about the left knee. Period. The rocketed maneuvers about the knees were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5 to 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. End.